This could have been a fairy tale. On my way to be wedded to the king himself. My future is the cause of envy to all the maidens in the kingdom. The highest of honors bestowed upon me by being chosen as his bride. Brought here by the king's nephew and his guard. But my thoughts were not of wedding cakes and blessings. They were of gloom. Mine was a cage of gold, but still a cage. My purpose was to bring heirs to the king, and to confirm his conquest of my native lands. Nothing else. No kindness, no sympathy. No sweet moments were to be expected from this marriage. And absolutely no love. I was a prize the king had won by crushing his enemies and by forming alliances with those too frightened of him and his house to put up a fight. In my mind, another feeling was also lurking. Revenge. Because the man who had brought me to this dreary castle was the same man that had led the onslaught of my lands and my family. A man that had blood on his hands. The enemy of my dynasty and my people. The king's nephew and commander of his men-at-arms. My plan was set. A trap. But also a way out. I had finally understood that I had never, during this life, been truly free. For women like me, freedom is never given. It has to be taken. You have treated me with perfect chivalry the last days. But your eyes betray you. They linger over me and my lovely figure when you think I won't notice. Men. Always so easy to predict. They would never think twice upon being offered a friendly drink from a pretty face. They would never expect a conjured lethal dose. Especially when the cup will be shared. I nodded to my servant as she brought me the vial. Only I knew of its contents. Only I knew of the recipe the old woman in the dark woods had prepared for me. She was a witch, the last of her kind still to survive. Only I knew what would happen to those that drank the brew hidden in the vial. Good evening, sir. What is your business? Visiting me so late at night in my chamber? You just wanted to make sure that the king's bride is well, and duly prepared for the ride to the royal castle tomorrow. Yes, my lord. Indeed I am. You are being too considerate. I must say, I did not expect to be treated in such an educated manner. With gentle phrases and kindness. But if you would let me be frank with you, I am feeling a little tired and overwhelmed. I need to get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow will be an eventful day. Are you tired as well, good sir? Will you please join me for a drink? My maid has prepared this brew for me. It relaxes your mind and gives you strength when you wake up. One cup for you and one for me. Toast. For our supreme ruler, the king, and for our friendship, for our glory. What? Are you hesitating? You're not sure if you, a loyal vassal, are worthy of being this intimate with the king's bride-to-be. Don't be a coward. Show that you are a man of your word. Let us drink. To us. The deed was done. I saw you empty your deadly cup in one gulp. My body felt a shudder of satisfaction as I downed my own brew, knowing that you had fallen into my trap. Just a few breaths now, and then the poison would consume us both. As the liquid started to flow into my body, so thirsty for release, my eyes went shut. My mind, anticipating the moment when all would be extinguished. A sweet feeling of surrender, like my soul at last could be at rest. After all the struggling and anguish, I drew a long breath, filling my lungs for the last time with the essence of life. Leaning backwards in the chair, with a feeling of profound peace. Not caring about your fate. Your surprise and your despair were no concerns of mine. I waited. And waited. But nothing happened. Had I already passed to the other side? Was this how the afterlife felt? I expected utter emptiness, but this was something entirely different. To my surprise, I could feel my heart beating, and an unstoppable urge to open my eyes. This was not right. But at the same time, I felt liberated, yet still alive. And I looked into your eyes, and I understood that I had been betrayed. The potion I had drunk was not the deadly brew I had prepared. You and I had been trapped in an entirely different way. This cup, can you feel it too, sir? It does not make me drowsy. Yes. Look into my eyes. Lock your gaze into mine. It is as if I've not been able to see clearly until now. And you, what do you see? Do you see your future queen? Or do you just see a woman yearning for love? Come closer, please. Sir, look deep into my eyes, the windows to my soul. Please lean against me, touch me. Let me understand that my being is still in this world. Yes. Stroke my lovely hair. Caress my forehead. There's nothing to be afraid of. Not anymore. If I know what was in that brew we just drank, I know not. But you're right. It must have been a powerful potion. Of Love. Feel the features of my face with your fingers. My forehead is burning, like I have a fever. Yet I cannot recall when I have felt better. Listen to my sweet voice. Can you sense us being drawn by destiny? To this very moment, to this very place in the world, to each other. Please, please get closer and kiss me. Yes, sir. Take my face between your hands and kiss my trembling lips. Please. Let me taste your tongue, a force pressing us together, an inescapable power. This was meant to be. Again and again. Kiss away all my fears and misgivings. Kiss away the dreary thoughts I had before. All that matters is here and now. Kiss my neck, yes. Like that. Kiss lower, please. Open my gown. Just like that. Your lips are so soft. Let them wander lower. Let me lean back and offer myself to you. I can't believe that only moments ago I loathed the mere sight of you. And now all I want are your touches and kisses. Please. Please lower. Touch my breasts. Right there. Yes. Around my nipples. Stay there with your tongue. Please. Suck them. Make them stand out for you. Oh, my lord. So good. I need this so bad. Your touch heats my body. It fuels my hunger. Please give me more. Stroke my legs. Yes. Feel along my thighs. Higher. Higher. Let me take your hands and... Yes. Right there. Between my legs. I'm already so wet for you. Please, sir, touch my wetness. Caress my folds. A little lower now, yes. Right there. Please, sir, stroke my entrance. Please let your fingers push inside. Oh, yes. Right there. A little deeper now. And upwards. Right there. Right there. Oh, kiss me, please. Work my aching cunt I never thought I would be doing something like this. Back when I was so lonely in my chambers, longing, touching myself late at night, away from prying eyes, committing a sin I could not resist, pleasuring myself. Yes, sir. My darkest fantasies are taking shape. This is what I must have been dreaming of. Alone at night in my chamber. Languishing and lonely. With this unspeakable need inside me. Like a fire. This is what I crave. Please, sir. Please don't stop. I'm so close now. Go faster with your finger. I'm helpless. Like I'm floating in a stream. It's going faster all the time. Bring me to that precipice. I have no fear. I want to fall. I want to abandon all restraint. Make me come. Please, sir. Please. I need it. Right there, looking down into the abyss. Please, please, please. Yes. Yes. This was not a dream. My body's reaction was out of this world. Yet I knew something had taken hold of me. A force that I could never escape. Never wanted to escape. We looked at each other. And there was a moment where I could see your soul. And I knew that you could see mine. You had set me free. Irrevocably free. Oh my God. Kiss me, sir. Hold me tight, please, my love. You brought me so much pleasure. We have drunk the cup of ecstasy, revealing our true nature. Lovers, in all senses. But the fire is still raging inside me. Please, sir, open your robe for me. Let me stroke your arms. Let me stroke your chest, your shoulders, your back. I can feel your need. I want to feel how you ache for me. I want to feel your hardness. I want it in my hands. Yes. Let my hand go between your legs. There. Right there. Feeling how hard you are for me. Let me get on my knees for you, my lord. Take out your shaft and let me feel the length over and over again, stroking your poll slowly, slowly, feeling you get even harder. Yes, moan for me, my love. Feel my soft hand going up and down, up and down, up and down. Let me lean forward, increasing my speed, up and down. Feel how your hips start to shake. But this is just the beginning. I need more. I need to taste you. I want to feel you pulsating inside my mouth. Yes. Let me open my lovely mouth for you. Yes. You can feel my lips now. Sucking you gently. Licking my tongue, my wet mouth going up and down on your shaft, pressing my lips tighter now, working my hungry mouth on your hard pull, faster now, deeper. Listening to your moans like lovely music. It turns me on again and again, sucking you harder. Swallowing more of you, milking your shaft with my mouth, drawing a deep breath and going all the way down. Was that almost too much for you, my love? You seem desperate to proceed. You want me to lie back on the floor instead? Yes, sir. I want it too. I want you to mount me. I need you inside me. Please, sir. Let me spread my legs wide for you. As I lie on my back, welcoming you. Yes. Like that. Yes. Yes, press your shaft inside me. Don't be afraid. I'm so wet, it won't hurt at all. Push into me, please. Please. Yes, like that. It feels divine, better than in my forbidden dreams, better than in my wildest imagination. Again and again, filling me up with your hardness. Please. Please deeper now. Let me wrap my legs around your back and bite your shoulder. Take me hard, sir. Go deeper now. Yes, like that. Just like that. Yes, sir. Invade me. Press me into the floor. Take me with all your force. Oh, harder. Yes, yes, my love. Feel the madness of desire. Oh, hear the roaring thunder in your head. Oh, give me all you've got. Yes, yes, yes. This is what I need, sir. We are uniting, intimately joining our forces. Feel how I push against you. My legs locking themselves around yours. Oh, pressing your body towards me with all my might. My nails digging deep into your back. Spurring you on like a wild stallion. Harder. Even harder. This is our fate. Desperate lovers, to the end. No remorse, no caution, no tomorrow. Just love and lust. Faster now, faster. Please, please. I need you to come so bad. Shoot your seed deep inside my womb as I join you in this final leap over the cliff into final bliss. All senses burning. Yes. Yes, sir. Wait no more. I want your seed. Empty yourself into me. Give me everything. Right now. Stare into my eyes. See the fire within them. Jump. Jump into the fire with me. Let us burn. Come with me. Yes. Yes, yes. My God, never have I felt something so intense. We've entered through a gate, one that you can never return from. Hold me, my love. Kiss me. Stroke my face and my hair. Let me feel your body as we share our heat, our tears. My arms around you. This is meant to be. This is our destiny. This is not only the potion's doing. No. For once in my life, I can see clearly now. And the truth is that I've been waiting for you. Only you. This is true love. Don't worry about what the king will do. We will be banished forever from his kingdom. We must leave. Go to a place far away. There will be no rest for us. Ever. But that means nothing to me. All that matters is our love. We will always be together. Tell me that you'll never leave me. Yes. We are irrevocably lost. Lost in love. But we are also free. At last. My heart has bound me forever to you. From now until the end, you and I must be as one. Nothing will ever tear us apart. Not even death.